Among the most beloved and popular movie musicals ever made were the 10 films that teamed Fred Astaire with Ginger Rogers. A few of them were available for a short time when DVDs first appeared, but then went out of circulation. Now Warner Brothers Home Video has released the first volume of a completely remastered set of Astaire-Rogers films, films that music critic Lord Schwartz says have been worth waiting for.
Nothing's impossible, I have found. When my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, start all over again. Don't lose your confidence.
If one function of art is to give us a deeper insight into the nature of reality, isn't it ironic that some of the greatest art seems to be so artificial? The formulaic plots and brilliant dialogue of Jane Austen or Raymond Chandler, the formal perfection of a Vermeer painting or a Mozart opera. What could be less natural than when Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, in the marvelous films they made in the 1930s, suddenly erupt into dance? Yet what feels more right? Their songs, by some of the 20th century's greatest songwriters, are often about dancing. And like opera arias, the dances lift what their characters are feeling to a higher plane, even beyond words. What could be more expressive of giving in to love than Rogers' swooning backbends? What could express greater joy in life than Astaire's buoyant and dazzling footwork? Could anything represent a successful relationship better than the intricate grace of their partnership? Their feet read each other's minds.
Well, if Madge doesn't care, I certainly don't.
Neither do I. All I know is that it's
heaven. I'm in heaven. And my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven.
Their dances are a sort of courtship ritual, which also includes the fun of courtship, as in such goofy numbers as Irving Berlin's I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket, or George and Ira Gershwin's slippery exploration of how language itself can affect a relationship, a tricky number that actually takes place on roller skates.
You say either, and I say either. You say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. You like potato, and I like patata. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, patata, tomato, tomato. Oh, let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas, and I like pajamas.
Some of the Astaire-Rogers dances have a more serious cast, like Berlin's Let's Face the Music and Dance from Follow the Fleet, which both encourages us to escape from the depression and the shadows of war, and also reminds us of the bleak future we're trying to avoid. Maybe their most moving dance, their darkest and most beautiful, is to the Jerome Kern Dorothy Fields song Never Gonna Dance from Swing Time. If dancing represents the joy of their lives together, then their dance of parting must also be a farewell to dancing itself.
I'll put my shoes on beautiful trees. I'll give my rhythm back to the breeze. My dinner clothes may dine where they please. For all I really want is you. And to Groucho Marx I give my cravat. To Harpo goes my shiny silk hat. And to heaven I give a vow to adore you. I'm starting now to be much more positive. That though I'm left without my penny, the wolf was not smart. He left me my heart and soul. I
cannot go for anything but the La Belle, a perfectly swell romance. Never gonna dance, never gonna dance, only gonna love you. Never gonna dance.
One thing that makes the artifice of the musical numbers work so well is that the dances are embedded in silly comic plots that are already artificial. I'm actually very fond of these farcical situations of concealment and mistaken identity, partly because the teamwork of the supporting actors is so delightful. But these are also the perfect films for DVD, because if you're not in the mood for the story, it's easy to skip from one breathtaking musical number to the next. You can create your own orgy of great songs and dances. I can hardly wait for Volume 2.
Lord Schwartz teaches English at the University of Massachusetts, Boston, and is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed the Astaire and Rogers Collection, Volume 1, on Warner Home Video.